This episode is brought to you by Bumble. So you want to find someone you're compatible with, specifically someone who's ready for a serious connection, totally open to having kids in the future, is a tall, rock-climbing Libra, and loves rom-coms with vegan pizzas on Tuesdays just as much as you do. Bumble knows that you know exactly what's right for you. So whatever it is you're looking for, Bumble's features can help you find it. Date now on Bumble.
You're on The Burt Show.
You know how much it must take for Kay Lee here, our producer Kay Lee, to say that he was on vacation and another man made him cringe at something that he did to his wife?
Yeah.
Okay.
I thought I knew how to ruin a night, but I mean, this guy took it to a whole nother level. So we're sitting in this hotel room and we're hanging out and I'm making some drinks and this other couple is sitting on the couch across from me. I think my wife is getting ready, and he's got his arm around her. And I don't know why he would do this, or maybe he thought he was touching himself, but I guess he decided he was going to try to pull a skin tag off of his wife's shoulder.
In front of everybody?
Ew.
Well, I didn't know what he was doing. Yeah. I just heard the smack. Because she just went off. Because it hurt, I would imagine.
Well, yeah, you don't.
I don't know.
You pop a pimple, maybe, but you don't pick off a skin tag.
Why would you do that?
I have no idea.
DIY,
I
mean, like his
DIY. I guess maybe it was bothering him. And he was like, "Hey, you're not going to know what's about to happen, but I'm going to remove this thing.
You may like it there, but I don't."
So you guys have drinks. They're just sitting there, and all of a sudden, he reaches over and starts like pulling at her skin tag.
Yeah. Well, no, she's like nestled up, you know, like couples do. He's got his arm around her. We're sitting there talking. And I wasn't paying attention to what his hand was doing, like around her shoulder. And she just hauled off and just the smack that, I mean, it was loud.
Where'd she smack him?
Like right in the chest. Yeah. I mean,
it was probably half pain, half shock. You know how like it's like a knee-jerk reaction when you're
hurt. An immense amount of cursing and like, what are you thinking?
Yeah, will you pass this on to your friend? He's an idiot.
I guess so. Maybe he's been asking her to have it removed for a while.
He clearly was tired looking at
that. He's like, you know what?
I'm over this.
We're about to go to the pool. I'm going to do something about it right now.
All right, let's get Elaine on here because she's not sure she's overreacting or not because the future mother-in-law put her engagement ring on. Hey, Elaine.
Hi, guys. Good morning.
Good morning. Okay, so tell us what's got you so enraged.
Yeah, so I'm recently engaged. I got engaged to my now fiancé when we were on vacation. We were so excited and immediately wanted to come home and just kind of share that with our families. So we set up a dinner with my family and then also with his. And so we went over there. Everything was going great. They said congratulations. We sat down for dinner, and we were having chicken wings. So it was full of sauce. It was messy. So I was like, okay, instead of, you know, ruining this ring that I just got, I am going to take it off, and I'm going to put it on the table in front of me just so I don't ruin it. And in the middle of dinner, my future mother-in-law just stands up and reaches across the table, grabs the ring and puts it on her own ring finger.
That's so weird.
So rude.
It is.
I was absolutely gobsmacked. I like didn't it was one of those things that like at first I thought she was just maybe reaching for like the salt and pepper shaker. But yeah, she like put it on her finger and then was like holding her hand out and looking at it and like showing it off to the table, and I didn't even know what to do. I was so stunned. I just kind of kept quiet in the moment. And I mean, after a couple seconds, she took it off and put it right back down on the table in front of me. So I didn't really want to cause a scene. You know, I want to be welcomed into the new family and everything to go well, but I'm going to be honest, I feel a little disrespected, and I just want to know if, you know, if my emotions are just heightened because I'm newly engaged or, you know, if this really is a big deal.
I feel like it was one of those moments where the mother-in-law's intrusive thoughts won.
Yeah.
You know, like she's sitting there thinking, I want to put that ring on. But instead of just thinking it, she actually did it. One, can't understand why she would do that. It's very weird because that's the ring her son gave another woman. It's not like you're going to marry your son. And I totally understand. And I, Elaine, I would have done the exact same thing in the moment. I wouldn't have said anything because you, like, you're so shocked. You don't know how to react and you don't want to cause a scene because you want everybody to be friendly. But then after the fact, it settles in and then people love to throw it in your face. Well, if it bothered you, why didn't you say something? And it's like, well, in the moment, I didn't know how to react. But now after I've had a while for it to like sink and settle in, that was really weird.
You also have a staff of people in your head that are giving you directions,
yeah,
and you have to answer in a millisecond on something like this. For me, it doesn't feel like that huge a deal, but I'm a dude and I've never worn an engagement ring or anything. Mm-hmm. Is this like a major offense? I mean, it does seem rude, like you would ask somebody, hey, can I put that on and try it?
I wouldn't say major offense, but I would deem it as an offense, yes. One, that's mine. Mm-hmm. And you just took it and put it on your finger without asking. Now, I've been at girls, had girls' weekends, and we all, like, traded rings, and we were, like, trying each other's rings on and stuff like that for fun. But we were all on the same page with it, and people were asking. In this instance, it's just, it is bizarre. I wouldn't say it's a major offense. I would say this is a red flag. And like a mother-in-law red flag, and then you need to keep your antenna up and know that Elaine, you're probably going to have to establish boundaries with her sooner rather than later. I think this instance, it's done. There's no point in bringing it back up, but now you've been alerted to her type of behavior. So you need to use this information and file it, and that way in the future, when she does overstep a boundary, which she will, because she's already established that that's her MO, you can put a stop to it.
What do you think, Abby?
Yeah, the exact response you had is the reason why she didn't say anything in the moment, because it's one of those things where I shouldn't think it's a big deal because she's just putting my ring on, but it speaks volumes about her mother-in-law or future mother-in-law's
entitlement,
lack of boundaries. So I think she needs to have some kind of like sit down chit chat with her about it? No. I just think it's a little bit of a red flag that you're probably going to be dealing with a lot of this kind of BS for the rest of your life. So congratulations.
There's more. Yeah, so, and that's a look forward to.
You're on The Burt Show.